Chapter 6, in which Jack makes essay of his father's sublime philosophy and arrives very near to truth at last. The next morning, Master Jack Easy was not only very sore but very hungry, and as Mr. Bonnycastle informed him that he would not only have plenty of cane but also no breakfast if he did not learn his letters, Johnny had wisdom enough to say the whole alphabet, for which he received a great deal of praise, which if he did not duly appreciate, he at all events infinitely preferred to beating. Mr. Bonnycastle perceived that he had conquered the boy by 1 hour's well-timed severity. He therefore handed him over to the ushers in the school, and as they were equally empowered to administer the needful impulse, Johnny very soon became a very tractable boy. It may be imagined that the absence of Johnny was severely felt at home, but such was not the case. In the first place, Dr. Middleton had pointed out to Mrs. Easy that there was no flogging at the school, and that the punishment received by Johnny from his father would very likely be repeated, and in the next, although Mrs. Easy thought that she never could have survived the parting with her own son, she soon found out that she was much happier without him. A spoilt child is always a source of anxiety and worry, and after Johnny's departure, Mrs. Easy found a quiet and repose much more suited to her disposition. Gradually she weaned herself from him, and, satisfied with seeing him occasionally and hearing the reports of Dr. Middleton, she at last was quite reconciled to his being at school and not coming back except during the holidays. John Easy made great progress. He had good natural abilities, and Mr. Easy rubbed his hands when he saw the doctor, saying, "Yes. Let them have him for a year or two."